neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, two men have been killed in a crash involving a car and a truck in the Durban CBD. The collision happened this morning on the corner of Anton Lembede and Stalwart Similano Streets. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson is there.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find carnage as they found that a light motor vehicle had basically T-boned the truck going underneath it. Paramedics assessed the scene and found that there were two men, a driver and passenger, who were severely entrapped in the wreckage. Immediately, the Itakwini Fire Department were dispatched to assist. Paramedics assessed the two men, believed to be in their 30s. However, both men had sustained major injuries and unfortunately there was nothing paramedics could do for them and they were declared deceased on the scene.
President Donald Trump has set the lowest refugee admissions cap in U.S. history, giving preference to white South Africans. Details of the new policy were unveiled last night. Tamasha Kani has filed this report for Newswatch.
According to a White House memo, the United States will welcome only 7,500 refugees over the next year. It's down from more than 100,000 a year under Democratic President Joe Biden. No reason has been given for the cut, but the notice says it's justified by humanitarian concerns and is in the national interest. Under the new policy, Afrikaners from South Africa, as well as other victims of illegal or unjust discrimination, will be given preference. U.S. President Donald Trump has maintained that Afrikaners have suffered racial discrimination and violence in South Africa. Since May, nearly 100 white South Africans have left for the U.S. In August, the U.S. State Department released its annual human rights report, where it accused Pretoria of abuses against racial minorities. Government has denied Washington's allegations and insists that Afrikaners and other white South Africans are not being persecuted. Pretoria is yet to respond to the latest announcement. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials in Jamaica have confirmed the deaths of at least 19 people as a result of Hurricane Melissa. It roared into the island nation this week as one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. This man lives on Treasure Beach.
This hurricane has really devastated us, not only from the tourism aspect of it, but every livelihood that you can think of has been severely disrupted. The fishermen, oh boy. I don't know how they're going to manage. I don't know how any of us are going to manage. I'm appealing for all the help we can get.
And as thousands of matrics prepare to mark the end of their schooling careers next month, the message from KZN's top cop is to party smart.
We are issuing a stern warning against those grade 12 learners who are now busy with their final examination that their focus should be on what lies ahead. They must focus on having completed their matric and focus on their higher education training that is going to be next year.
Zandlam Ganazi says while they understand that pupils want to celebrate the end of their exams, he's urged learners to act responsibly at pens down parties. He says every year these events spiral into chaos.
These parties must be treated in a manner that it's a celebratory parties and not parties that are going to cause mayhem to the local communities where some of these kids are going to fall victim of rape and assault and even murder.
He's urging parents to take an active role and discourage risky behaviour. Weatherwise, Durban's 27 today, Maritzburg, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, we have a date for the ICC Women's World Cup final. South Africa will take on India. And Desiree Ellis will coach Banyana Manyanya for another 4 years.